welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today we want to talk about living like Jesus. Of course, as we're talking about living like Jesus, what this is ultimately going to mean for us is that we become more and more like Christ through the process of sanctification. This is a cooperation between ourselves and the Holy Spirit as we start to examine more and more about what the Scripture says and compare this to how we are actually living our lives in reality. And this is an important factor that we will never give up all sin on life. We should, but we should become less and less of a sinner over time as we work on and develop the habits to become more and more like Christ. Some of those things that we do in our sin are deeply ingrained habits, and some of them just little, simple, okay, I just need to stop doing that, whatever. Of course, last week we talked about the sin remains when we are saved, but our attitude towards it changes, and that's one of those best signs that we are actually saved. But today, we do want to talk about the transformation of a Christian, that we are commanded to live like Christ. So Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, I, a prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And so we are commanded there to walk in a manner worthy. If you are saved, you should not be running around with pure vulgarity and just absolutely hateful attitudes. We're not talking about hateful attitudes. You don't agree 100% with everybody on the left and therefore you're a Nazi hate monger or something. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is people who are genuinely living their life for Christ, who are tolerant where we need to be tolerant. We are embracing God in His holiness where we need to embrace God in His holiness. We're being respectful of all people. These are those factors that go on into it, but we should be making forward progress. But the reason God saves us and as we are saved, we are here to preach the gospel. We remain on this planet to preach the gospel. It's not that, I mean, if it wasn't the case, we're saved and boom, He raptures us right on up to heaven. There's no purpose for us. God does it all anyway. I mean, after all, doesn't God choose who people are, right? You know? And so with this, our purpose is to spread the gospel. And this is what he says, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. To be an ambassador means you are representing, which means if you are representing Christ, you must walk in a manner that is worthy of Christ. But as ambassadors, we are here to preach the gospel. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How will they call on Him whom they have not believed? How will they believe in Him who they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And so what we see is our task as believers remaining here on earth is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is our task. That is what we are commanded thus to do. So if we are an ambassador, we must represent that because that's what we are. What does this mean as Christians? Number one, we have to love people even though we are going to be hated. In John 15 verses 18 and 19, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world because this world hates you. That is that true element, right? The world hates us. We must love the world even though the world hates us for our individual message. That is important. The next factor is we must be pure in this world. Titus 2, 7 and 8. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds with purity and doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so the opponent may be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about you. This is a critical thing that you need to keep in mind, that we must have purity. But what does the world do when we find purity? Well, look at what happened with Mike Pence, right? He's like, I will not have lunch with a woman who's not my wife. The media's like, oh, look at this weirdo, all this kind of stuff. Like, excuse me? purity was, I think it was him, it might have been somebody else, but I think it was him who also had accountability partner with his adult son, where they had, I think the program they were using was Covenant Eyes, which is an accountability software. It is an amazing piece of accountability software that will keep you accountable and prevent you from going places. And the media is like crucifying him for using such a device. I mean, that was crazy. And the last point is specializing exclusively in the gospel message as we are preaching this. 1 Corinthians 2:2. I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. We don't need to be experts in every other fact in the world, even if we are experts in areas. We don't need to lean on that. The purpose of us is to lean on the message itself and use that exclusively as the message. So that is the last point of our message in Christ. Our final and ultimate task is going to be to preach Christ here on earth as we live our life as Christ, so that God is honored in all these things that we do. So that is the importance of why we must live like Christ, so that our message, nobody can come against us for anything other than we present a clear gospel message, and that gospel message exclusively alone. So there are our thoughts. Let me know your thoughts about this in the comments down below.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's T-O-M-M. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.